consecutive seasons. What does that achievement mean for you and your consistency?
Well, it's great. Yeah, I saw it once I finished the match. So for me, it's great to join, you know, Djokovic, you know, to be the player who have 50 or more wins in 4 consecutive years is something that I'm working on, the consistency, and seeing that for me, it's a pretty cool thing.
I imagine you had to warm up multiple times today with the rain. Was there ever a time in the past when a situation like that, when you're uncertain about when you're going on the court, that it would be stressful and difficult for you?
Well, it sucks, to be honest. you know, have to warm up 3-4 times. It's horrible, a horrible thing. I thought, you know, having Opelka in front of me was going to be a little bit faster. You know, I didn't expect 3 hours match, but it's you know, it is what it is. We're tennis players. We have to get used to it. If I have to warm up 2-3 times, I'll do it just to start the match in the best shape possible. So I just I did it, and I think I started the match really well.
But what are you doing aside from warming up? Like when you're waiting, what are you doing?
Well, depends. I watch the match. If I have plenty of time like today, I just play some games with my team. I play football a little bit, some touches with the football ball. I just chilling. That's what I do.
This idea of warming your way into a tournament, taking 2-3 matches to get to your best form, how common is that for you versus getting in your best form from the first match?
Well, sometimes it's it's difficult. I've been out from the tour 1 month since Wimbledon. Different surface here for me, it's a little bit tricky to get used to, you know, in the to get used to it, or to have my best form in the first round. The court, the conditions are really tough. So there are some other things that it's really difficult to play your best tennis in the first round. I'm trying in every tournament to play a really good match in the first round, but I think it is about time that I should know, and I mean, to take I really want to take more times to play, and if my best tennis comes after 2 or 3 matches, it is what it is. But I will work on it.
It's only 1 week until the US Open mixed doubles starts from today. So I'm curious, are you doing anything specifically to prepare for that event, or tactics, or anything to have a grand slam that's a week away in
well,
a new event, or no, or just not something you're going to prepare for?
Well, it is a new event, which I'm really excited about it. Obviously, I'm here playing a tournament. The mixed doubles. Obviously, right now it's not the main goal. But let's see. Once I finish here, if I have some days just to prepare that match, it could be great. If not, I will try to do my best, you know, in those matches. But I think it's a really cool event that I'm excited to be part of it, and I think it's gonna be great.
Carlos, tell me about, how did you become friends with Butler, the NBA player? You came over real close. How did you and him become both good friends?
Well, I mean, he loves tennis. The first time that I met him, he was in Buenos Aires. He was he was having his vacation, his holidays, and a huge fan of tennis. He came to watch one of my matches. So I just got the relationship there, and you know, after it, I just started to be more in touch with him. I've been in a few of his games. He came to my matches. They have dinner with him. So he's a really nice guy. You know, out to the court, and I admire him, you know, as a athlete. So it's great to be in touch with him, and have a really close relationship with him.
It's come to the Open to see you.
That's it. Hopefully.
All right. Thank you.